It's Friday, August the 8th, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 6 p.m. Trustco Group Holdings Limited is considering a private acquisition bid from Feltbridge Holdings Limited designed to accelerate the company's debut on a major U.S. exchange. Trustco spokesperson Neville Bosson stated the offer includes acquiring CEO Dr. Quinton van Rooyen's entire stake and over 5 billion Namibian dollars, roughly 280 million U.S. dollars in family-held debt assets.
Feltbridge structured the offer through an equity exchange mechanism, offering Dr. Quinton van Rooyen or his nominee over 7.3 billion common shares and 5,000 Series B preferred shares in the acquiring company. The Series B preferred shares would provide Dr. van Rooyen with majority voting control in Feltbridge.
Landless People's Movement councillor for Windhoek Shade Governance has raised concerns about chairperson Deshiafela Laranja's behaviour, accusing her of unethical and divisive actions that compromise the professionalism and effectiveness of the City of Windhoek Council. Governance claims Laranja spreads misinformation and targets opposition councillors with hostility.
I therefore request the following interventions. Number one, that the Ministry and the CEO initiate an investigation into this councillor's conduct, especially where it interferes with council functionality and unity. Number two, that mediation or facilitated dialogue be introduced to restore professional decorum and team cohesion, that the councillor in question be cautioned and held accountable under the relevant disciplinary provisions of the Code of Conduct if found to be in violation, and that a broader discussion be held on mental and emotional safety of councillors in toxic environments and how these environments compromise.
During the ongoing NAMCOR corruption trial, ACC investigator Oberti Inambau denied prior knowledge of former managing director of NAMCOR Emmanuel Mulunga before arrest. According to News on One's Envalde Mateus, Inambau refuted witch hunt claims and disclosed Mulunga's alleged involvement in receiving a 3.2 million vehicle from fugitive Victor Malima, concealed under a family member's name.
Former NAMCOR managing director Emmanuel Mulunga is seeking release on warning, with his defense lawyer claiming that the charges are baseless and politically motivated. His lawyer argued that there is no proof that Mulunga owns the 3.2 million Namibian dollar luxury vehicle, which was bought on his purchase and registered under Mulunga's cousin's name to hide ownership by fugitive Victor Malema.
South Africa's Eastern Cape Community Safety MEC Xolile Nkata says the murder of prosecutor Tracy Brown is a blow to the justice system. Speaking at Brown's memorial, Nkata condemned the killings of prosecutors who are seeking justice for victims and called for justice. Brown was gunned down outside her Kebera home and will be buried on Saturday. Nkata urges prosecutors to continue serving with dignity and without fear nor favor.
We have noticed with deep concern the recent violence against prosecutors in the province. We want to warn criminals to stop the brutality killing of prosecutors, as this will not make their cases to disappear. We'll continue to pursue them. We suspect that prosecutors and law enforcement officers are murdered for upholding the rule of law.
The global auto industry is facing mounting pressure as U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs take a toll, with Toyota reporting over $3 billion wiped out from its fiscal quarter one operating income, bringing the cumulative hit to about $11.7 billion amongst major automakers by the end of June. According to Yahoo Finance, Toyota bore the largest losses, followed by Volkswagen, GM, Ford, Honda and others, while Chinese automakers were excluded due to their absence in the U.S. market. Analysts warned that prolonged tariffs could further strain production costs and consumer prices. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.